Yes, that is Gerald Wilson's orchestra to start out tonight's show. And the name of that track is So What, the Miles Davis composition. And the name of that album is In My Time. And that album was recorded, I believe, back in 2005, or at least I'm reading a review from back in 2005. And at the time, Gerald Wilson was 87 years old. That would put him, about 93 years old right now, then 92, 93 years old. And a great, great band. Gerald Wilson, just a fine arranger of large ensembles. And this band consisted of people like, there's too many to name here, but people like John Faddis and Eddie Henderson. Benny Powell on trombone. Sax players Ron Blake and Steve Wilson and many more. Guitarist Russ Malone, drummer Lewis Nash, bassist Peter Washington, pianist Renee Rosnes. So a fine all-star band playing Gerald Wilson's arrangements. All right, time now is 6:14. This is WHUS 91.7 FM. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken, and we're doing, I'm going to be playing tonight big band arrangements, or at least large ensemble arrangements, if not big bands. And we're going to continue on right now. Next one up is a Buddy Rich tribute band. The album's called Burning for Buddy, and we're going to hear the track Mercy, Mercy. We'll be right back. Yes, that is University of Connecticut's very own Earl MacDonald, and a brand new album just released called Revisions, Work for Jazz Orchestra. And it's Earl MacDonald's great, great arrangements. And we heard one, the name of the track is Joshua, a Victor Feldman composition. I believe that was performed by Miles Davis. That's where it got its fame. But that one was Earl MacDonald's bands with soloist Ralph Bowen on tenor sax, Michael Philip Mosman on trumpet, and Earl MacDonald on piano. Earl MacDonald, of course, is the head of the jazz program here at University of Connecticut. And before that, we heard from... We heard from the Buddy Rich Tribute Band from the album Burning for Buddy, and we heard the track Mercy, Mercy, and that also had a featuring on that Dave Weckl on drums, along with soloist Steve Marcus, and I believe Steve Marcus also did the arrangements on all the pieces on this album. Buddy Rich Big Band, a tribute to Buddy Rich, and this album has all kinds of great drummers on it, all paying homage to the great Buddy Rich. People like Dave Weckl, who you just heard, and Steve Gadd, Neil Peart, some of the greatest drummers around, Billy Cobham, Max Roach, the late Max Roach, Marvin Smitty Smith. So each track has a different drummer on it representing Buddy Rich. And really fine arrangements by Steve Marcus, big band arrangements. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're doing big band, the big band sound and large ensembles and so forth. And coming up next, we have kind of a little different sound. This is a new one by Christine Jensen and her jazz orchestra, and another new release called Tree Lines. We're going to hear the track called Dancing Sunlight. thunderous arrangement there. That was René Rosnes, the Danish radio big band. The album recorded back in 2003. Name of that track was Black Holes, a composition by René Rosnes. Before that, you heard from another female great player and arranger, and her name is Christine Jensen, and I really like that one, man. I'm telling you, that was very, very nice. Christine Jensen's Jazz Orchestra from the album Tree Lines, and we heard the track called Dancing Sunlight, and in that I heard a beautiful solo on, it was either trumpet or flugelhorn, by Christine's sister, Ingrid Jensen, who plays with her quite a bit. We're doing a big band kind of thing today. I hope you're digging it. I hope I'm not blowing you out of the water. We're going to kind of change the pace up in a little while, but a couple things I want to mention. Our friend from the UK, Chris Dunkley, turned me on to a great thing going on YouTube. It's called Groove Tone Music. If you look on YouTube at the Groove Tone Music channel, you'll find there Steve Bone and his son, Alexander Bone. And they're doing a project where they're playing a different standard every single day. And they're up to day 199. I don't know if they're going to do it for a year or just keep going as long as they can. But a very interesting project. Two fine, fine sax players, Steve Bone and his son Alexander, who I believe is only 11 or 12 years old. But those two will blow you away if you check out all the videos there. There's 199 of them so far, and I've listened to a dozen or so, and they're really good. So check that out on YouTube, Groove Tone Music. Check out that channel. And thanks to Chris for turning us on to that. Chris is from the UK, listens to us live often here on WHUS on the streaming signal that we put out over the internet. And you can check that out by going to WHUS.org. Or you can also check out our podcast. Go over to our website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. And if you do that, you'll be able to subscribe to a podcast. So many of you who are listening have done that already, but check it out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, coming up next, we're going to feature Noah Behrman, a local favorite here, a teacher at Wesleyan University, and he put out an album called Soul Force a few years ago, and that album has kind of a quintet or maybe a sextet on most cuts, but on this one track, he arranged a piece for what I counted was 10 musicians. So we're going to hear some of that right now. This is Soul Force. You're going to hear the track called Montgomery, 1956. Time now is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM on your dial. Oh, man. How sweet is that? That is just gorgeous. After the Rain, a John Coltrane composition, but this time performed by the Joe Lovano Nonet. And the name of the album is On This Day at the Vanguard. A great album. Joe Lovano's group, the Nonet. He's got many different projects going on, but that is really a fine group that he has playing with him, featuring people like Steve Slagle on alto sax and George Carzone on tenor, Ralph LaLama on tenor, Scott Robinson on baritone, Barry Reese on trumpet, Larry Farrell on trombone, John Hicks on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Joe Lovano. All right, before that, we heard from Noah Behrman from his group. Well, the name of the album is Soul Force, and you heard the track called Montgomery 1956. And I was going to say he's playing with his group in a couple weeks in New Haven on Firehouse 12. The name of the group is called Playdate, and it's a great group. In fact, it's got everybody in that track you just heard, except that track had about six more people in it. But it's a great ensemble led by Noah Behrman, who's a fine pianist and a teacher over at Wesleyan. And they'll be playing at Firehouse 12 in New Haven on April 16th. That's a Friday. So why don't you come by and check that out. Firehouse 12, a really interesting venue. It's a recording studio. And on Friday evenings, they set up some folding chairs and turn it into a really fine performance center. So you've got that to look forward to here in Connecticut. Let's see, time now is 7:10. I wanted to really change things up a lot and do something quite different. We're doing large ensembles and big bands today, and we're going to get into something different. As I said, this one is from Frank Zappa.